Welcome everybody to Cellular Wisdom Decoded. This is class two on Sunday, August 23rd, 2020. And I'm Sandy Rakowitz here collaborating with the lovely Eleanor Silverstein and Linda Tellington-Jones, of course. And today, we just wanted to give you a brief, some of you are just joining into the program. This is our fourth online T-Touch for You online program. The first one was called Immersion. The second one was Heaven on Earth. They're each distinct. The third one was Cellular Wisdom. And this one is Cellular Wisdom Decoded. So we're decoding, and we're going to talk about that. What is cellular wisdom? And so we wanted to go over, because we have so many new people, and just briefly go over getting into the membership site before we start in with the rest of the T-Touch material. And so before we do that, we were talking about doing a heart hug first, because for some people, technology, computers, the membership site, is part of the, well, not for some people, it's, you know, asks us to be thinking in a particular way with the logical part of our brains. And there's a number of people where that's challenging. And so when we do heart hugs, that is one of the things that we can do, any of the T-touches, and particularly heart hugs, it balances our head and our heart and the two sides of our brain. And so, plus it also just brings us all together in connection as we're joining here from all around the world, literally. It's so exciting. And thank you so much for joining us. So just bringing your hands over the center of your chest, over your heart chakra, and just taking a moment to find your breath. And following a 1 1/4 circle, where 6 o'clock is towards the ground and 12 o'clock is towards your head, and going in whichever direction, clockwise or counterclockwise, feels right to you today. I'm gonna describe it from clockwise. So starting at 6, just moving the skin gently from 6 around to 9 and up around the circle to 12 and around to 3 and continuing around the 6, closing that beautiful circle to 7, 8, 9, and pausing, that mindful pause, taking a breath. Just noticing what starts to happen through your mind and your heart, your body. And this time, think about, feel, find, see something that you feel grateful for, that you're appreciating right now. And as feel that, bring that in as you do another 1 1/4 circle, going from 6 and letting your lips curve upwards to 9, around to 12, around to 3, continuing that beautiful circle to 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, and just pausing. Just letting, drinking in that appreciation and the connection inside and with yourself and with that divine spark inside of you. And letting all of the things of whatever you've been dealing with today and through the week, just letting them all transform, transmute in through that divine spark inside every cell in your body. And so I am going to screen share, starting with the letter, the email that everybody hopefully has received at least once, should be several times. And this is on your screen now, right now. And so this, the subject line is Cellular Wisdom Decoded, recordings and access information. That came out again yesterday. And so I'm just going to walk you through this and then through getting onto the membership site and into the membership site. And if you have questions, maybe Eleanor, hold your questions until I've walked through some of the steps, unless you have questions about this email, and put it in the chat. Sorry?
Good.
And maybe email, Eleanor, you can keep tabs of everybody if any, whatever questions come up. And so the membership site is also sometimes called the client center. It's a private website. It's the place where all the recordings are kind of housed so that you can have access to it 24/7. And that includes the recordings from this program, Cellular Wisdom Decoded, but you also get a huge bonus for those of you who weren't already part of Cellular Wisdom. You get the entire library of recordings from Cellular Wisdom. And they are, I'll show you how that's distinguished in the membership site itself. So if you already have a username and password, you just use this link, ttouchforyouonline.com. And that, I'll show you where that takes you in a minute. For people who still need to create a username and password, here are the steps, and use this specific link that's in the email. If for some reason you can't find the email, check your junk and spam folders, because it was emailed out yesterday to everybody, and it also was emailed, I send it out every few weeks, and you got it when you registered. So if you need to reset your username and password, you'd go to this website also, ttouchforyouonline.com, and click on reset, and that will follow the directions from that. If you need technical help, you can contact Jody at ttouchforyouonline.com and Kirsten, but Jody is really just to orient you. Jody does all of the technical stuff. So I can answer certain questions, Kirsten can answer certain questions and direct you, but if it's like an actual reset problem, Jody is definitely the one. And if you don't hear from her, sometimes, as you know, emails go astray in cyberspace. And so if you don't hear back, definitely email back and or get Kirsten or my attention and we'll see that through. Okay, so now I'm going to go to, hang on 1 second.
While you're doing that, Sandy, can I add something?
Please.
So what I would love to suggest, if any of you are like me and maybe you get a lot of emails and you open them or you don't open them or you forget where you put it, there are a few places you can put it. If you have a Gmail account, you can put a little star next to it and actually create a folder for T-Touch for you and then put it over to the side in that folder and call it T-Touch for you 2020. And then you can store this email that Sandy, my friend's name is Cindy, that Sandy sent out, and then you'll always have it to refer back to. If you don't have Gmail, whatever email you have, your account will have a way to be able to save it to the side, so you'll always be able to look it up like file folders. And the other way you can do it is if you have an iPhone, you'll have notes. You see how there's that note? So you can actually save it in your notepad on your phone or your laptop if you have a Mac, and call it T-Touch for you 2020. And so you'll have one of two places, or two of two places, you'll always have it stored on the side in your email and in your notepad. And then if you have not a Mac, you'll have another way to be able to save that in your notes. So that way you won't have to worry, where did I put it? If you're overwhelmed like I am with storing stuff. Just good suggestion.
That's good. So now we're gonna go to the website. So this is ttouchforyouonline.com. And this is what that page looks like. It asks for your username or email address and your password. And so I have to refresh it because I have mine stored. And so I'm got mine in. I'm going to click login. And this takes me, I'm in the back site, so it take, but it's going to take you, hang on 1 second, ignore this screen. It takes you to this screen. And so for people who've been in all, you know, one or more of the programs, it will show you which ones are available to you. So today we're clicking on Cellular Wisdom Decoded, and that's a separate thing than Cellular Wisdom. And we click on that, and it takes us to this beautiful page that says Cellular Wisdom Decoded at the top with this, I love this picture of Linda so much. And so we have a little note for you, and this gives you some overall directions. And also you'll see at the top, this navigation bar. And so the main dashboard, I'll click on this. Let's see what that takes us back to where we just were. So then you click on, I'm just giving you an orientation. The decoded home, this is this page. And then classes, you'll see in the drop-down menu, you have decoded classes, which means this particular program, and cellular wisdom. And you'll see the drop-down menu, there's 9 different classes already posted in here. Okay, so if you click on decoded, today is class 2. So we can click on class 1, which was a month ago. And it'll take a minute for this to load up. But then we have the videos. This little bar is for if you just want the audio. And we've added the feature that you can actually download everything, but you have to scroll down, download the audios or download the videos or both. Okay. So that's a really nice added feature for you guys. Or you can just watch it on, you know, right here. And so the parts mean it should actually be like hour 4, class 1, hour 4, class 1, hour 3. But it means the same thing. So we go back up to the top, and Zoom just gives you your Zoom information, how to get in, our bonuses. So you'll see again, you have decoded bonuses and cellular wisdom bonuses. So we'll go to decoded, and that is where the Live with Linda recordings are housed. And so you click on this, and it takes you to those classes. And you'll see the dates and the hours. So Jody set this up a little bit differently so that you can see them all together. And these little bars separate the dates, and that's that. And then the cellular wisdom, I'm not going to go through the cellular wisdom parts. I just want to show you. This tells you how to get into your Facebook group, and we really encourage you all to join the Facebook group. You can just click here and it'll take you directly to Facebook, to our group. And if you're not already joined, just ask to join and we'll let you in. And here are the handouts. So the decoded handouts and cellular wisdom handouts. And a lot of the things, that we refer to, you will find already in the cellular wisdom handouts. Let's just click on decoded though. And you'll see so far from class 1, we have the chat. We always enter the chat for each of the classes. This is the handout on using light touch in a senior care facility that we talked about last class. And also Linda asked me to put in using T-Touch with brainwaves. And so that's an article about that. And your calendar, if you want to contact us or log out. So does anybody have any questions? You can either just speak up, or I'll keep this up on the screen in case there's questions.
Also, a couple of people said, you know, that they're they're just not that familiar with the whole online business. And Elaine Garley offered to help anybody with that. That would be, maybe you could make a connection then with Elaine when you could do that and you could get together on it.
I'm sorry.
And Morgine put a couple, if you look in the comments, she gave some other nice suggestions. But, you know, I'm loving this. I think I want more of this also, by the way, because you can see a lot of us are like, we struggle a little bit and each one of us has one tool, but it's nice that we can have this idea to share it. So for one person, they have Gmail and another person may have Yahoo or, you know, so this is really nice having these options. I wouldn't mind having a practice session where people, you know, like how we do in our class and we write, you know, we journal. I wouldn't mind us having a little bit of some practice time that people can have success, or maybe we'll make a couple of short videos to post up for our membership to be able to say, look, you can do it this way, this way, this way, this way.
How about in the chat? Because I can't see the chat while I'm screen sharing. So let me just take myself off of there.
Yeah.
In the chat, if you need or want more assistance, why don't you put that information in the chat so we can get a clearer sense? I know that not everybody's on. Actually, we have quite a big number of people on. But if you feel like you'd want more, like a tutorial, basically, then let us know that so that we have a better sense of what your needs are, and then we can do things. My question is, I find the password on the email to enter in T-Touch for you. Good question. Yes. So when you enter reset, you will receive an email with instructions on resetting that. Usually it's you get sent an email with a link to reset it, and then you're able to reset it back on the website itself. And so you create, it's not, when Jody resets it for you, she will actually give you a new password and then you can either use that or choose a different one. But she's resetting it from like what we call the back office where all the mechanical things happen.
And Sandy, while we're here, could I please ask again if everybody will go into the chat and write both their family name also, because we still have quite a few people with just their first name and where they're from, because not everybody is done, and it's really helpful to us. And whoever's calling in, we just have call-in user, if you could put, let's see, and they can't, how did they put their name if they're call-in? They can't, because we can't even see the number, so we can't identify them.
Chris just gave a comment. She said you can drag it across the top. So if you, she has, how to do that.
How to do what?
Like what across the top?
Hold on. So here, the comments are going like wildfire here. She was saying to Karen, you can drag it across the top, click on the window, a black spot on the box, and then drag and release it. Chris, was that to put our name on there? If someone's name, to put their name on it?
Is that what you Karen was asking, because when you're screen sharing, like when we were watching Sandy's screen share, for me, the participants are along the right side of the screen. And I actually did the same thing. I moved them across the top so I could see more of the screen. And yeah, so it's just, how do you do that? I mean, you can also minimize them so they, you know, is go away also.
Yeah. But so say again how you actually put them along the top, because that's helpful. I don't know how to do that.
So they're along the right, and then I just click on the box. Like, you know, there's the box, there's some people, but at the top there's the box is black, and then there's a couple white spots that let you choose how many people to see. I put my cursor somewhere on one of the black spots. So not on the person, not on the white button, just one of the black spots at the top of the participant box. And then I drag it, and I just drag my cursor, you know, I'm holding down, I drag it to somewhere along the top of my screen, somewhere towards the left, and then I release it. And it just automatically puts it along the top. If it doesn't work, I've learned by experimenting where on the screen I can drag it, so it'll do that. And then I dragged it back because I needed the, you know, I wanted to see what Sandy was showing across the top, so I dragged it back to the right.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be happy to show it sometime.
And I found that if you play around with each one of those little buttons up at the top on the right side, you can actually minimize everyone's face into no face showing at all, so that when Sandy is screen sharing or someone's screen sharing and you don't want to keep moving the grouping of people around, you can see the whole thing. You just need to remember to open it back up by clicking one of those four little boxes at the top. I know that sounded elusive. I apologize. We'd have to make a little video for that too.
Well, so I still have, we have admin. Please put Nancy your name in. And we've still got a lot of people with only the first names, and I would really appreciate seeing the full names.
Yeah, so Nancy requested another heart hug, which we were planning on doing, and certainly you're welcome to do another heart hug
in between
on your own before we get to it. If this is feeling a little much for you, we understand that this isn't everybody's initial, you know, cup of tea. Brains don't work this way. My brain never, ever, ever used to work this way. So it's a definitely learned skills for sure. I mean, did not grow up a tech person whatsoever.
Talking about learned skills, Morjean put another very good post up regarding Linda asking people to name theirs because she wants to be able to talk to you and doesn't know who that person is. It just says iPad. And Morjean said, if you only show your first name, go click on participants, find your name, click to the right where you see the little dots, and one of those choices will be rename, and you can add your last name on it. Or you can turn it from iPad to Eleanor Silverstein. You can hit the rename. Does that make sense? So she described, I'm gonna copy and paste it for what, so this is from Morjean. I'm gonna copy and paste it and put it down at the bottom again for you to see it. There we go. So that you can know how to name your screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Morjean. Is it Morjean or Morjean? Where are you? Okay, she might be muted.
So while you're doing that, Anna and Linda, hopefully follow the instructions from Eleanor so that you can, it's called rename, and you go to participants. Find where participants are, click on that. Click on your name, Morjean. Good, thank you. All right.
Oh, Morjean, thank you. I don't know why I thought it was Bobby Fuent, Morjean.
All right, so how about another heart hug?
I'm on it.
And so really, it's really, what we talk about is, it's always really great to get a reference for how you were feeling when we started, how you felt when we did the heart hugs, what was happening when we were going through the technology stuff, if you felt different than from the heart hug, and then coming back into the heart hug again and seeing what happens, right? So that you get to really experience the uses, the different types of uses in the moment, and the effectiveness. Great, Linda, you did it.
Good job. So take another deep breath and just letting all that technology just breathe through it. And finding something that you appreciate. Either you figured something out, you got something that you didn't have before, you got an aha, you're feeling compassionate with yourself, you're excited to get on with it, whatever it is, that you're glad that we're all here together, anything about anything that you have a sense of appreciation for. And starting at 6, the bottom towards the ground and coming up and around the face of the clock to 9 and around nice round arches to 12 and to 3 and to 6 and 7, 8, 9, pausing and just drinking in. The appreciation, the shifting, the capacity for connection into the potential for our, that divine spark for our perfect functioning, for our beautiful balance between our heart, our mind, and within our mind. And again, another letting your lips curve upwards with appreciation from 6, curving around to 9, curving to 12, and around to 3, and arcing to 6. And that last bit of 7, 8, 9, pause, just feel the benefit of that lovely arcing lift to 9, and pausing, and breathing and drinking that in. And just one more time, letting all this integrate, rebalancing, resetting your whole internal self, reconnecting with your heart, reconnecting with that divine intelligence through every circular touch we do, through every cell in our body. 6, around to 9, around to 12, around to 3, and back around to 6, 7, 8, 9, pause. Beautiful deep breath. Letting your hands either rest over your heart, the center of your chest, or letting them relax down. And just noticing the difference, what that feels like now, what you feel like now. And Linda is going to take us into some more beautiful touch land.
So I want to tell you how much it means to me to be here with each one of you. And the reason I really appreciate really seeing you and really seeing your names. We are gathered together here, each bringing gifts. And this Valentina Lert is not with us quite yet. What she said to me on Tuesday was really important to me, and that is she has studied many different modalities, and what is special to her about T-Touch is the simplicity that you actually, if you just really practice this one, moving the skin in one circle and a quarter, using all the different parts of our hands, whatever is just comes to you, whatever part comes to you, that we can actually make miracles. And so I began by what she said is, you know, many of us who've been doing this work for many years have seen these shifts that you just cannot believe that you can have a pain or have a sense of fear, and by with the heart hug, releasing that fear and shifting to a place where instead of having the control of the the sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, freeze, now faint, that we can actually come to the having choices, the forebrain. And we can do this by this simple movement, which we have discovered over many years, of 1 1/4 circles. And what I just want to remind you, I didn't sleep very much last night. I woke up and I was really feeling the various parts of my body, because not all of you know that 3 weeks ago I fell getting into the pool, and I caught myself like this, like I flipped around. Really interesting fall. And I threw my arms out to the side to catch myself, because I felt like directly on my sacrum. And this elbow hit the cement and the tip, and it didn't break. And I'm going to tell you, this is a miracle in an 83-year-old body, that 23 years ago, I was told at that point I had the bone density of a 69-year-old. Not the best, but I really keep counting my blessings, because I've had a couple of falls that should have broken stuff. And all I had this time was a fracture of the first lumbar and fifth lumbar vertebrae. But as my friend, my doctor, my friend said, they're minor. They're just like level one. And I threw this arm out, and you can see here still, that's the little, I just had a little cut on it. This was bruised, but I missed this because that's where I have a plate and 5 pins in there. And I missed it. And it hit the edge of the stairs when I caught myself, and it was so painful. I mean, it was incredibly painful. It was so painful I didn't feel what I'd done to my back. And I just started, I got in the water, rode on 2 pool noodles, and just for 20 minutes, I couldn't touch that part. So what I did was touch along the top where it didn't, that wasn't injured. And I, this is all I did. Just this 1 1/4 circles, kept breathing, kept moving gently. I'm riding these 2 pool noodles like a seahorse in the pool. And I just kept doing this about 20 minutes. And this whole swelling went away. The pain was gone. And I was okay with this. And all I got was a bit of a bruise. It looked like it was already, like it never turned black and blue. It was just like a more yellow. And that's what T-Touch can do. And this reason for the last 2 years, we've been doing these short sessions, like the first one was 90 days, then we did 6 months, then we did 9 months, and now we're doing this 4 months. But what we've added in are these Tuesdays. And on Tuesdays, we have the opportunity, which I've never had ever before in all the years of T-Touch. I've never had this opportunity to hear different parts of your body that are creating parts either you don't like because of scarring or you have pain somewhere. And we just address that and then lead each person through different ways of dealing with that. And everybody follows. And the changes that we've got are just amazing. And I was thinking yesterday, there are a lot of really negative stuff going on around the planet right now. And I am blessed to come from a place where I've been practicing for since the 80s, looking at this glass and consciously choosing, is that half empty or half full? I consciously choose the half full, no matter what's going on. And then what do I do with that information? If I happen to be in a state which I've allowed myself, and when I say allowed myself, I want to feel what's going on the planet, because a lot of people are in a lot of pain. And it's not for a while. We're going to see more of this in the United States. You all from other countries, some other countries are blessed that you know, had practices that are taking you onward in a positive way. We're not yet. But we, each person here, makes a difference. Do you want to make a positive difference? Or just contribute to what's going on? And the way to make a positive difference is by finding something for which you are grateful, counting your blessings. And what is really interesting, and this is an old idea. I mean, somebody, I wish I could remember it, but it was one of you, if you could write it in the chat. It was really helpful information that there was a, you know, one of these old sayings, Chinese sayings from the 14th century, that fear cannot exist in the face of gratitude. And so a couple of times when I have felt, oh man, the pain of what's going on the planet, I have allowed myself to be there for a while. And then I had to actually start writing down, wait a minute, oh my gosh, I mean, we have this. We have a way to be together. We have a way to support each other. I have a home. I have work I'm very passionate about that I can share. I have an amazing husband and dog and many, many friends. And just the fact that, and these two vertebrae, I celebrate the fact that I didn't break this elbow and hit that place or break it when I fell. So the fractures, I can just like pour T-Touch into them. I've got the Beamer that increases the circulation. I just reach back and I'm so grateful again for this, these injuries, because it gives me time to think, okay, what's the message? Taking time, using this time of lock-in positively to think what is important. And so many people have said to me, yes, it's hard in a lot of ways, but the fact is, this is a reset. We have time to go inside. Now this T-Touch, this is the way I believe to go inside. And what about inside? To feel that presence. And I see you, Yael. I have thought so many times of what you shared on Tuesday. It was so important. And the fact that Yael was giving a Feldenkrais lesson, and something moved her to start doing T-Touch. And she's been doing Feldenkrais for many years. It's her life, as it is with all of you who are Feldenkrais practitioners. It becomes one's life. But something made her start sharing doing T-Touch. And what she said is that she felt a presence in a way she's never felt before. And I believe that presence is when we actually acknowledge what it is that creates this vehicle. Each one of us, look at your bodies, please. Touch your bodies. This body, each one of us, this is a miracle. Everyone is a miracle, because what the heck, now through the wonderful science that we have, we can explain all of the functions of the body. It's phenomenal. And much is constantly being learned beyond what we already knew. But what makes it all work? It's a divine spark. It is the creative spark of the universe, of which we are all a part. And when we recognize that, and I'm looking around here left and right, because as I look to myself, I see, oh my gosh, these flowering trees over here and these beautiful waving palms. We're up on the second level. We have a two-story house. And the beauty of nature, and the connection. And all of us, many, many of you here have dogs or kitties at home with you. But just look here. You are a miracle. And this decoded idea here is that, wow, okay, some part of the body either we don't like, or we're feeling fear, or we have pain, we can address it. Now, as Valentina said to me, all the things that she studied, she did applied kinesiology in France, for instance, is a 3-year course. And she said it was so complicated for her to learn that. But with C-Touch, there are just some of the techniques that we have that we want you to be aware of. It's a basic thing for T-Touch for you, for self-help. It's we're focusing on the one and a quarter circle and the lift. That's one of the T-Touches. And this one and a quarter, however we do it. And I'd like you all to just follow me just a moment. Put your hand on your arm and move under your fingers toward the ground. One and a quarter. And when we come back to the quarter, go straight up and just hold. Hold. I'm just moving the skin up and then ease back to where we started. Now go up a little higher. One and a quarter. I'm still holding upward. Still holding. Take a few breaths and then ease down back to where you started. Now, if we could just screen share some of the basics that you get. Now, just to differentiate between if you're doing T-Touch for you or whether you're doing our companion animal or our horse work, there's a lot of different details that we have. If you're learning with dogs or horses, we have many, many parts. But for T-Touch for you, to make a difference, to release fear or pain, or bring a new sense of connection with your body and well-being, it's the basic 1 1/4 circles and these little lifts. Now, I wanted you to see this because this is a mind map. And it's thanks to many, many years ago, Karen Freiling, had the idea in Germany of doing a 3-year course that she asked me to put together, and I worked with her, and she's still going on, she and her husband Andrea, teaching these 3-year courses. And she brought in this mind mapping idea, and it changed my life. Now, this gives you an overview of what you can do, the states of being that we can address with T-Touch is stress, focus, fear, depression, any kind of hyperactivity or aggressive feelings or sadness, any of these emotions, we can address with T-Touch. In terms of health, looking down here, whether you're dealing with a headache or tension or digestive upsets or injuries like I had, or any pain, either acute or chronic, or arthritis or shock, or any kind of like after surgery, Eleanor knows that one so well, or chronic pain, all of these things, we can address this with this basic 1 1/4 circles, looking at these things, looking at our ability to concentrate, our creativity, we find really improves when we start doing this. Our ability to learn and our sense of well-being and our enthusiasm or motivation, our levels of joy, our intuition, and our coordination and balance actually should be on here. And then in terms of self-help, that's what we're focusing on here, is the self-help. But I want to interject because last night I spent, I don't know, I think I woke up about 3:30 and my husband was very gently, I could hear his breathing. And I was actually celebrating that. And I started feeling my body and just like, following these little areas of like discomfort, pain, and using different parts of my hands to address that, and taking the darkness of the night to feel myself, and to, because it's not very often that we take the time to actually be really with ourselves for very long. And I found that, I mean, literally in a minute, maybe a whole minute, I could find like this one area of my hip, because if I would lay in a certain way, it would be uncomfortable, actually a little painful. And I could change it. I just use a different part of my hand each time. And I began to explore and follow that. And I did this for a couple of hours, several hours actually, which is very cool. But what I want you to do after today, for those of you who are living with someone else or have, and if you don't, if you only have an animal at home, do some of these touches on your animal. But if you do have, if you're living in a situation where you can share a tea touch, just begin to do it. And you'll see in a minute when we bring up the nine elements what I'm going to suggest to you. Now, in terms of relationship, this is about the deepening and enhancing the relationship with yourself and others, and building trust, respect, and honor. And when I'm working with a person or an animal, I don't care what they look like. My message, my connection is, wow, see your beauty. Wow. And it's this wow factor. And what I'm wowing is that we are a collection of these cells, in which every cell is at this, in this cell is this divine spark, is this creative energy of the universe. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you are what religion you are, or what faith, or if your faith is in the beauty, the nature, if that's where your divine is. When you recognize that each one of us is a miracle, we put out a different vibe, different energy into the world. Doesn't mean that we don't recognize all the stuff that we have, you know. But when we go to that wow factor, wow, I'm a being of this divine spirit, each one of us. So I'd like you, Sandy, if you could put up, please, the nine elements. Now, the thing about this work, and that's what I wonder if Valentina is yet on. I was so appreciative of this discussion that we had. So these nine elements, let's look at this. And this is up there, Sandy, right in our membership site. And this is a different way of doing mind mapping. We zip this little tail back on this. This isn't normally done this way, but I love the looks of this. So you always read a mind map, for those who are not acquainted with the Tony Busan style, from the right. And what it does, by looking at it this way, instead of in that linear fashion, it activates the whole brain. When we do the list, which, you know, we're all familiar with it, we went through school, of course, is that's a linear way of getting the left brain, like, so we can learn. This gets all of the senses, the whole brain. So the first is the basic tea touch, and I had somebody join us, just come in for the first time. She saw me at the summit, and she didn't get on until yesterday. She happened to call me. And this basic 1 1/4 circles, that's a basic tea touch, 1 1/4 circle. And be aware, if you're showing this to someone else, what people think is, that's a 1 1/4. Just do on your own arm. Just go over the skin. Now, that does not affect. It does not connect at the cellular level. And we actually have something called the troika where we do that. And some animals love it, and so do some people, but it's not tea touch. It's catch the tissue, use the thumb, and let's just use a really simple, just the tips of the fingers. And that tip of the fingers, tips, that's, we've given them all animal names, which we're going to show you in a few moments, a little.
Linda, can you move your camera down just a little bit so it's easier for us to see all, there you go.
Is that better? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, let everybody catch with your thumb. Oops, I always have to get this. How do I get, there's my thumb. I can't do it. There. So I'm, if I keep the thumb off, and I'd like you to do that, just move the skin in a circle and a quarter without the thumb. And now put the thumb down and use the thumb like a connector and feel the difference. Now there may be some times if you've had a, you know, a new injury, you don't want that thumb on there at all. You may only use the very tips without the thumb, but the connector makes a stabilizing connection. Now, Eleanor, I'm going to come back to this. We're going to come back in a few moments. I'm going to do this. So let's look again at that. And does somebody have a question? Watch the chat a moment, because just throw any questions as I go along in the chat, because I, and all of you, because we have numbers on here who've been doing this for years, if you see something that you would throw in there, please unmute yourself and just pop in the middle of this. I mean, yeah.
Victoria has a question.
Yes, please. Do you want to ask it, Victoria? It would be great.
Sure. I'm sorry. I typed it in. I'm sorry. Hi, Linda. Thank you so much.
Hi.
For your everything you're doing and your story of your fall and how you work with it is so helpful. So when you're talking about the thumb, then you're talking about the thumb not moving and the fingers move. Is that what you mean?
So I can keep my thumb away from the body and move the skin like this. Or I can put my thumb on and it's kind of like a feel a difference in the quality of the control of the movement with and without the thumb.
Okay, so you're using the thumb just in one place.
A stabilizer. Yes.
Yeah.
It stabilizes. And then I'll move the thumb as I move my fingers.
I'm sorry, you do move your thumb?
Well, let's see. So watch. If I'm going to, trying to figure out where you can see, okay, there's the thumb now, fingers. Now, if I don't keep my thumb there and then move my fingers, I move my thumb just wherever it can continue to connect with the fingers.
Okay, but the thumb is not making a circle like the fingers are, correct?
Correct, the thumb does not make the circle.
Okay. But Linda? Linda, you also called it a connector, and people are thinking of it as just a stabilizer, and I want them to know that there is a connection that's happening with the thumb and the fingers together. So even if there's tissue between, the idea is they're connecting, right? So, yes.
Connector. Yay. It's a connector.
A connector.
For those of you who do the companion animal work, it's as effective as a connector as Robin's leash connector is. It's a connector.
It's really interesting the difference that makes. Thank you.
Yep.
So can you explain the difference? And just, and everybody try again, like they're with, say, well, for instance, I broke my wrist on both sides here a couple of years ago, tripping and falling backwards. And, oh, you don't have your thumb on then. Oh, no, no, no. You just do these fast as possible. It hurts like heck. But I know if I do this with no connection of the thumb, if I just, and I dip my fingers in water. I don't even have to use ice anymore. I discovered just any water works, just like that. And it might take 20 minutes. Of not stopping, and then there'll be no pain. That's how long it took with this, which was really swollen when I started, 20 minutes, no pain, but definitely no connection with the thumb. And think of some of you who know this work, like, when do we connect with the thumb? What does that give us when we connect with that thumb?
Linda, my experience is that it gives us a much greater sort of three-dimensional sense of the part of the body that we're working with. I mean, I really feel like not just the surface of the tissues, and I'm sorry you can't see me, the light, but...
Paula, right? It's Paula. Paula,
yes. But there's a certain, there's a really much richer three-dimensionality to the sense of that part of the body that comes from that connection with the thumb. Thank you.
And really, really feel it. And Eleanor, pop in with anything here. Just all of you, I want you to share your experiences.
Well, Linda, you started to ask, what is the difference that you feel when you, not the thumb separated, but the thumb, let's say you're using the thumb just as a stabilizer, right? And say
connector.
You make a
comment. Connector.
No. What is it that if you're just using it as a stabilizer, meaning there, and what's the difference that you feel when it's a connector?
Yeah. It's almost like it's definitely happening between the thumb and the fingers, right? And there's a depth and a potency and a richness that begins to happen. I've explored T-Touch Circle since 1995 when I got to study for a week with Robin, Edie Jane Eaton. and I wasn't using the thumb. So this is a great, great piece. I'm grateful. Thank you.
And I'm so glad that I used that word stabilizer, because it's not a word I usually use. It is connector, but the fact to see the difference between it, because if you just stabilize and without connecting, as Eleanor pointed out, it's different. And really feel that. Just stabilize and then and feel a connection between it and feel the difference. And Paula, that's so helpful to feel a different dimension, doesn't it? Dimensionality that it gives. And all of you, whenever you feel so, it's really helpful. This is, we're all in this together. And please, with comments, clarifications, each person has.
I don't know if this is getting too deep or too complex into it, but one thing, because I started with T-Touch for companion animals and then doing T-Touch for you, one thing that I find really different about T-Touch for you is that you are both the receiver and the giver. And Linda, what you're talking about when you broke your wrist and you're like, oh, no thumb. That was you as the receiver, receiving it. But that sometimes when I do it, I'm like, okay, wait, which there's the part of me that's what is my finger feeling underneath? And then the part that's receiving it, what is that feeling? And to me, the most important is the thing that's being, this arm is the most important. But then with the thumb, there's also the idea of, I don't want tension. And sometimes when we do things on the face, you have a support, the elbow, we don't want, how comfortable we are with this hand is also important, just as much as what we're feeling. I don't know. It's like you're doing both. So
we
there's
are.
That dimension, right? Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I never thought about that, but we are the giver and the receiver both. And it is important.
So we don't want to hurt ourselves like going into like contortions, right? Because it's like a balance,
But
I don't know.
I think, Chris, when you say that, it's interesting because then I think like if I fell and there was an immediate injury, it may be too much information to connect the thumb and the fingers. And so that's why, because I've watched Linda do this for years. It's an immediate quick, we add the cold or the water and it does yet another thing. We wouldn't dare connect, because that's like so much information. I would feel like, to me, that would increase the pain, but the little touches, you know, without the thumb touching, can get something in addition to happen. So that's a good thing. The thumb makes too much at that point, right, Linda? I mean, what do you think?
Yes, exactly. Well, and also the reason that I go fast when there's real pain, I don't want to touch it. It hurts. But I know if I do keep touching it as lightly as possible, that it will be just, and that's where actually what I'm doing right now is I am putting my thumb on, but I'm not connecting it. I'm just like steadying for a moment. So I am imagining when I did that, I could just rest my thumb there, but I'm not connecting it. Play with it. Eleanor, I mean, you described when you had your last surgery, we couldn't even get near the body at first. It had to be off the body. And sometimes you can't touch it.
Mm-mm. And it was very amazingly interesting to watch, because it was a major abdominal surgery. So I was like, what is that? If she got closer than like 18 to 24 inches, you could actually see my abdominal area start to go brrr, brrr. I mean, it was like such a big quiver. And then if she backed off, that quiver of the tissue stopped. And then if it came a little bit closer, it was like an immediate quiver, contraction, spasm. And then she just stayed up here. And the thumb was like this.
The
thumb
and wasn't off the body. Up here is off the body for whoever's on the phone.
Yeah. And it was, and then after a while, she was able to get to it and then come back. But fascinating. Fascinating.
There's also a question about like working just with somebody who's scared. This is a description of working with fear and fear of being touched because there's so much pain. So that's another distinction that's also important in this piece.
Talk about that. Well, Sandy, now the thing is, we're going to actually talk about that in your portion with your liver a little bit, yes? When we get there. We have a really interesting program that we spend about 6 hours preparing for this, and we have a beautiful mind map that shows how we're going to be doing this. And we're really deciding today, we decided to really focus on these details of the touches. And I hope for those of you who know the work really well, just think, how can you deepen your knowledge already? And for those of you who don't know, because several who are really new to this, We want to give you this overview. So let's take a look again at the mind map, because one of the questions that the person, I can't think of her name, who called me to get details, told me yesterday. The second one is basic 1 1/4 circles. Just so you know, why is my screen doing this? I want to just see there. Okay. With a basic 1 1/4 circles, if you have one, we have several choices, 1 1/4 and a pause. Or we can put the hand on, just put your whole hand, move the skin with your whole, like the fingers, that's called the lying leopard, we'll get to that after. 1 1/4, and now do a lift up toward the elbow. And a breath, and still holding up, and then ease back down. Now, for those of you who work with spasticity, oh my gosh, it is amazing how you can stop spasticity. Or if you're working with intense pain in the back, and we have quite a few Feldenkrais practitioners here. I was working on one of the graduates from my San Francisco course. And he called me like years later, 20, probably 20 years later, and he was dealing with intense pain in his back and could not get rid of it. And so what I had him do was I did very, very light circle and a quarter, and then I did a lift on him and a hold. And as long as I was holding, just do this and hold up there. As long as I was holding, the pain was gone. As I started to just allow this imagine just come down, this was on his back. At what point did the pain start? As soon as it started, I just lifted a little bit. And over a period of about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, he was able to, with the breath and the release, be able to hold himself where he could stop the pain. I mean, like hold his back where and stop the pain. And he'd been in long-standing pain. This is so much fun when you integrate this with your Feldenkrais work. It just gives another perspective. So let's take a look at the mind map again. Now, I want you to know the pressure. And the pressure we have, can you make this, is it just me that's small? Sandy, is it big on the screen? Okay, so we've got pressures from 0.5, like a half a pressure, really, which now something that's come up recently, we've been calling that half a pressure like a butterfly touch. It's really, really not, it's just barely, barely, it's like almost over the hair on our body. I mean, you know, the fine hair. So it's a basically 1 to 10 pressure. Now, what we are talking about to make that connection with the cellular wisdom is in the pressures like from, you know, a half to maybe 3, not more. Because as soon as you get deeper than a 3, and yet we've got till 10 here, why do we have till 10? Because in most massage, like people who like really deep work, and that's many, many people, that starts at about a 7. 6 or 7. And it's really rare that when, if we want to release pain or fear, we're talking in 2 or 3. And you'll see as Eleanor and in there in the next hours, we're going to have, Eleanor is going to share one of her experiences and Sandy one of hers and lead us through it with them. And you'll see the work is very, just in these lighter pressures. But I want you to know, to be sure that you know how you get your one pressure. And we'll just do this quickly again. That's, as Chris said, support your elbow so that your arm is not just hanging out in the air here. I took my, there. Okay. And then I'm going to bring my, I'm going to move this, my eyelid to get your one pressure. Now, instead of just like having my fingers up there, I'm going to connect very lightly. And this is where it just very lightly. And that's where I do like kind of, there's no connection there. That's a stabilizing, just to stabilize my hand. And I like to use my forefinger to move with the lightest possible contact, just so I can move that eyelid around. That's your one pressure. So now I go back to my arm and I have I do this very methodically. I always go to the same place, halfway between my wrist and my elbow. I put my thumb underneath, like it's like Pac-Man thing, right? Connect. And then I use my middle finger in this case, because that's the longest one. But you can use any one of those. Like I just, with the lightest possible connection. And that one pressure will just be the tiniest circle, because you can't, with only that lightest connection, you can't make a big circle. So that's your one. And Robin, my sister Robin likes to teach like, okay, let's do it with all the fingers, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. And you can, just the lightest possible, tiniest, tiniest circle. That's your one pressure. Now, if I've got something around my eyes or on my face, I probably am not going to do any more than a one. That's all. Just that one all around here. Or if I have a fresh wound or like on my wrist when I broke it or on here, I couldn't touch, even with a half a pressure, I couldn't touch where I actually hit. But on top, I was probably using a two. Now, to get to the two pressure, I'm going to go to a three. So I'm going to jump from the one on my eyelid to a three. Now, where I go through the three is not on my eyelid. Catch this. And this is where I make this little connector. And now, feel your cheekbone. And I'm actually like sliding. I want to feel that bone under here. Really feel it. Now, in order to feel it, I'm using what I call a three. And I use my longest finger here, my middle finger. The others just follow. It's not like I like stick one out. And by the way, I was guiding someone on Zoom recently, and I noticed that the fingers were stiff. Stiffen your fingers and feel what that does. Like that makes my abdominal muscles tighten. Now, so I curve my fingers. And I use my breath. Move this around and really feel the bone underneath here. That's a three. That's what I call a three. And some of you might actually feel that more as a four. Now, how would I get the two? I can't really feel the bone all the way under with the two. So I go back methodically between the wrist and the elbow. Back then. And now, I get that same sense. What's that feeling? That's my three. Now, we need to have this so that when we're guiding, when I'm guiding you, when you're feeling this and when you're aware, pay attention to what the pressure is that feels okay to you. And Jewel, I would love to know what pressure you were using when you went down from your knee on that first time. What pressure was like sensitive on me when I guided Jewel, because she had, some of you are new on here, Jewel was dealing with bone on bone knee pain, couldn't do the surgery because she's got no one to look after her. And so guiding her down like about 8 or 9 inches from the knee is where the pain still was, and I knew it because I had experienced exactly the same thing like a couple of years ago and was able to, I didn't have bone on bone. I just had intense knee pain suddenly. So this three pressure, three. Now imagine a two. It's between the lightest of the one, the lightest and the three, and really feel the difference. Now, how do we know what to use? We'll come to that. Any comments or questions, just unmute yourself and ask. Just speak up. And if you want to add anything to that. And Jewel, if you could just answer that for my own interest.
Yes. When I first started doing it, it was probably close to a six. Because I had the feeling that I was trying to get in deeper into my body. As the days, and I mean just a few days went on, it was probably a three, four.
So you had to go to a six to make it hurt?
Yeah, no. But I took it to a six because that felt like what it needed to be. if that makes sense.
Yeah. So let's just talk about this a moment, because one of the things, whenever you have like look at the knee, pain in the knee, and if you would use just a really light touch on it, and you can't feel it, and you're thinking it's not doing anything, well, you won't be convinced. And that's why what I suggest is that use the pressure where you say, ah, whoa, that hurts, and see what that is, and then back off and use less. And one of the reasons for using the less is we're wanting to give that cellular wisdom, that communication, that interconnection that we have with this brilliance of the body. We want to acknowledge that. And when we go to the place that we have to hold our breath or it hurts, that convinces our human selves. So convince yourself and then back off and see if you can just work with that for a minute maybe, and then go back, and what you'll find is that doesn't hurt as much, and you start playing with this. So and when you use a six, like I would use this when I with my knee, I was able to use all the pressure I could put on here after, and there was no pain at all. It took about 20 minutes, and the pain, in my case, it never came back because I just had a sudden strange thing that happened. Never had a problem before, and I haven't since. But with you, bone on bone, let's connect. Let's go a little bit deeper with that, Jewel. This, even today, thinking a little bit about it, and see if you can make that. What does it take to realize, holy mackerel, we are dealing with this cellular wisdom, the creative wisdom of the universe. And that's just like whispers. So just play with that a little bit.
Linda, I have a story.
Please, Shannon, please say your names, everybody, so we know. Shannon Weil.
I'm Shannon Weil from cool California, which is very smoky out here right now. But I do have a story about lightness of the T-Touch, and that is that years ago, I had a big ranch, and I was riding a horse around bareback, and I fell off into a wild rose bush and cracked my ribs. And it was the most painful thing I have ever experienced. And I was pathetically getting back to the house, and I could barely move. The only person, I intuitively knew that the only person that I wanted to work on me was Tina Hutton, who is a T-Touch practitioner. And I got myself down to her place of where she worked, and I laid on the table, and she went in with practically just moving the air around my body, and that's what I needed. I knew that she was sensitive enough and knew T-Touch so well that doing that amount of light pressure would work, and honestly, she turned me around, and I am so grateful. And so it's true. The very lightest, I mean, you can practically, like I say, just move the air around. And the energy from the palm of your hand, which is the most powerful point on your body, will connect with you and move the cell. So a testimonial to the light pressure.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Now, let's look at the next one. And the tempos. So just actually to clarify that on pressure, experiment, and I call it explore, the various pressures on yourself, and then find out, that's a little too much, and then do a little bit less. And know that as we, as you get more and more aware of these and more sensitive, that you will find that it takes even less. to feel that connection, that amazing appreciation with this divine spark at the creative force at the in every cell. That's what the decoding is about. Just remembering who we are, each one of us, miracles. Sandy.
So Linda, I just want to check in with you about time, because we took a lot of time to go into the membership site, and we usually do an hour. I know we have a lot more for this hour, and there's some questions. What would you like to do? And we're kind of on a roll.
You choose.
Me choose. Let's do 5 more minutes since we're in a roll and answer whatever questions, and then we'll take a mindful pause break and come back and continue.
Yes.
Linda?
I've got something. Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, I would love to respond to Charlotte, because Charlotte asked a very important question about the touch and fibromyalgia. And, you know, it's like Sandy gave the part about the mindful pause, which is so important. But fibromyalgia is very common. It's, and we know that in neuroscience, part of that, I mean, we know many part components of fibromyalgia, but another part of that is it has to do in part with the myelin sheathing, that fatty sheathing around the nerves. And as people have fibromyalgia, when they look at the fatty sheathing, it goes away. They also label that as going away as people age. And of course, I have an issue with that. But the thing is that because nothing has to go away as we age, but what they've now found is really light, purposeful touch can recreate that myelin sheathing around those nerves so that they don't short out, causing pain here, then here, then here. Because the idea of fibromyalgia is we're chasing the pain in different areas. So all of that can quiet down using the very light, purposeful, meaningful T-touches, because that actually moves lymph in the moving of the skin over the tissue that's right under the skin, but it also helps increase that myelin sheathing around those nerves so they're not shorting out and they conduct more naturally. So I wanted to give you that component about that light touch on the like the level of a half to a level of a 2.
Yeah, and for fibromyalgia, it is like a 1 or 2 pressure. And we have a study that last Saturday. And actually, please, Sandy, can you help me remember that we transfer the PowerPoint on the studies that Danielle Azur did last Saturday in the T-Touch for You, Tellington T-Touch community, on the study on fibromyalgia. And you see, we did that for many years in our 3-year training in Germany, Switzerland and Austria for 3 years. I think Teresa was there. You saw it many times that we would do like an evening presentation to the community. And in the first one that we did, there was a woman there who had been dealing with fibromyalgia, you know, for many, many years. And her, I think 13 or 14 year old son was with her, and we had people pair up, and he was doing T-Touch on her. He learned to do it on his mother. And this is one of the first cases that we had with fibromyalgia. And the feedback that we got is that he could do a few minutes of T-Touch on her and take away her pain. And that what happened with her grandchild after years of not being able to diaper her own children because she had so much pain in her body and in her joints, she was able to change. This sounds like, I guess if you haven't had kids, you don't realize how important this is, but she was able to change the diapers without pain on her grandchild just from what her son was able to do with T-Touch that he learned in an evening class, like a presentation that we did publicly. And they did it for many years, and this woman happened to have a group of fibromyalgia group. And if any of you have access to a group with fibromyalgia where they meet together, teach them to do this detouch, because having somebody in their family do it to them is such a gift. And you can do it to yourself, but it's really nice to have someone else do it to you. Sandy, let's just do the next one, the pause. Paula, you had something important to say.
Well, yes. I just wanted to say that as a movement analyst and as someone that works with trauma a lot, what I know is that when we're working with a lot of quickness that can, and we already are dealing with a nervous system that's really firing, that the quickness can be very triggering. So the ability to kind of slow, to find that sort of perfect place, that perfect rhythm where it meets and supports the nervous system, it can be really important.
Well, and I think it depends, like when I'm talking about the quickness in when I had that break, yep. The reason I make these circles like that, because right. I can't stay on it any longer than that. It's too painful. But I know that and if you look slowly at what I'm doing, I'm going in this circle in the quarter. Yep. I know that will take away the pain.
Yes, and I believe you. I just know that for some patients and clients of mine, the quickness would be frightening. And so, you know, being able to modulate the speed is really important.
And right.
I was recently trampled by a horse, and I had to do some T-touch on my own shoulder. And the thing that I couldn't do quick touches, I had to just do these very, very slow lifting supports. It was the only thing I could possibly tolerate. So it's just a range.
Well, it is. It's really, really important range. Thank you. And that's the next of our nine elements. The third element is the tempo, the 1, 2, and 3 second circle. And that is, if you'll see.
Before we go there, Amy Pullinger has had her hand raised for a little bit. Can she ask a question? She's been raised for about 5 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Hi, Amy. Yes.
So nice to see the three of you. It just makes me so happy. Seriously. My question was, well, twofold. The light, I see the light in the cell and between the cells, and I wasn't sure which you thought was more important. And that's not even my main question. That just, I thought both were important, and I wanted to hear what you thought. Then I have my real question.
Well, when Eleanor was talking about the light between the cells, which she experienced during when she was having trouble breathing with the COVID, what I got from that, we'll hear what you have to say, Eleanor, what I got, you see, you were starting to feel sense of communication between the cells. And when there's fear or pain or like stopping, you felt like you couldn't breathe, that fear of that, it's like the cell communication is inhibited, as this is the information that I got from Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, that the light in the cells represents the communication between the cells. And we've got that connection or that communication in our body with all of these, everything that works together. That's what Bruce Lipton writes so beautifully about, this cooperation, this communication between the cells. And that's how I interpreted what Eleanor was feeling, is that light between the cells that you described. I saw that as, wow, starting to function more effectively.
Yeah.
Can you describe what Eleanor you were feeling when you said that? Because those were your words, as I believe.
Well, that was so fascinating, because it didn't occur to me. All I know is that when you talked about the light in the cells and the light between the cells, I went in there and I went, oh, wow, it's smoky gray. It's like a dark gray, not like smoke, but like a smoky color gray. And I had never experienced that. It's always been a bright light. And I went, that's what's going on. So as all I did was I changed my thinking. I changed the vision into seeing the light, and immediately it went through my whole system that fast. And when I told you, you went, Eleanor, that's the communication it between the cells. And I went, yeah, that's, I just sat there with a, in a nano moment. And yes, that was what that was. It was the communication between the cells opened up, and then the functioning and communication within each cell had its capability.
And Paula, what you brought up is so important, because, like, for instance, when I get hurt, I like these fast circles, and my sister Robin likes the really slow ones. And we just need to find, that's why I love having these like 1, 2, and 3 second circles. In the 1 second circle, if I'm working with an animal or a person who is a little bit nervous, I just keep kind of moving like this for a little bit. And then that's a 1 second. And then I slow down a little bit. And when you slow down and you take like 2 seconds to go around the face of the clock, and then you add the pause in. The pause is the fourth element. And then the breath. The breath. And that, and you notice the factor. That's also like what Eleanor talked about, changing her mind, like feeling the difference. Now this, the, for me, that 2 second circle, that brings the most awareness. Just try it, please, everybody. Just on your arm, like, 1 second, now you don't, there's no awareness here. You're just kind of moving it. No? Now, if I go take 2 seconds, notice how my fingers, look at the movement. I love the way Edie Jane talks about moving like your fingers. I like to talk about the changes in this first and second joint. She says, like, remember when you were kids, like you used to scoop the icing out of the side of an icing dish? That's how that feeling. That's another way of seeing this. And I see how my fingers curve, straighten, curve, and curve. And it's that curve. Now keep your fingers stiff, and now move the skin around the circle. Everybody do it. Stiffen your fingers and feel, painful, isn't it? Not nice, not to my receiving arm or to my giving. And it's in that movement. Now, 3 second circles and pause. 3 seconds. When would you use that 3 seconds to move around the face of the clock? When? What cases? Putting someone to sleep, putting a child to sleep at night, doing T-touches on their back like that. Yourself. Sorry? Say that again.
When someone's super hyper, super wound up, super agitated.
Well, maybe not, because if you're super agitated, that's part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Meet them where they're at. Start with the faster ones, and then slow down, and they can follow you.
I ask the second half. I have a friend with fibromyalgia and, of course, Lyme, and both people don't fully believe this theory, and one I've worked on and it helps, and the other I can't touch even without the virus, and I don't think they're ready to hear this, and I just want so badly to help them, and I want them to help themselves, and they're not really ready to hear it. And any thoughts? I mean, you can't force somebody to hear it when they're not there yet.
No, I mean, one of the, I'm trying to think what might be useful, if they're, possibly, I don't know, let's go there somewhere. At the moment, I am not in a state where I would want to convince somebody else of something. You know, you can lead a horse to water and you can't make them drink.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's just so frustrating because there's something that's so effective and they just can't hear it. I'm just expressing frustration.
Amy, I have a suggestion for you. Rather than being frustrated, hold the infinite possibility that there'll be something that will make them want to learn more. You hold that. When you stay frustrated, you block their potential for change. Hold the infinite possibility.
I talk to their soul.
And call in their guardian angel. And leave it at that.
I talk to their souls and ask that they be open to new possibilities.
I would say, I feel it's really important to always ask permission before I do anything. So rather than trying to convince something or their higher selves of something, each person has their own path. And so just hold their perfection. Hold that wherever they're at and whatever they're doing is perfect for them. And that might give them the possibility for something new.
And Amy,
Sandy. Chris, yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, good.
I can hear Amy's frustration. And I mean, it sounds like you're frustrated because you feel like there's help that they're not accepting and that maybe that you haven't done any good and you know that you can do so much good. But there's the possibility that, I mean, you've planted a seed. You may not know how that seed is growing. It may be invisible to you, but the seed is there. And as they continue on in their, you know, in their quest to feel better, something else could happen. And that, you know, but the fact that that seed was there, and they may come back to you much, much later and ask you about it, or someone else will say something that sounds kind of like what you said. Like, it's so hard because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen next, but you've planted a seed. So you've done something. Just believe in that you've done something.
What a kind thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Amy, for wanting that. And just hold their perfection. So Sandy, we need to take our break. Yes. 10 minutes.
Yes, and I know that Elizabeth, you've had your hand up, so let's come back to you when we come back, if that's okay, Linda, or type your question also in the chat. So it is 39 after, so help me do the math.
40. We'll take it from 40.
So
on the hour, right?
At 10 of, let's come back.
Great, thanks.
Okie doke.